For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
This is Phil Smith of the Drug War Chronicle with this week's corrupt cop stories. We usually spend a lot of time down on the Mexican border or in some podunk department, but this week we're going to the Big Apple. We've got two corruption stories out of New York City this week. In the first one, an NYPD officer was indicted May 18th on charges she conspired to rip off cocaine from stash houses in Manhattan, federal prosecutors announced. Officer Cursix de la Cruz faces up to life in prison for conspiracy to distribute cocaine and conspiracy to commit robbery. Two others, including her uncle, are also charged in a series of robberies where de la Cruz pointed out potential targets to her co-conspirators. The officer became involved in the scheme after borrowing money from her uncle, who asked her if she knew anyone who could help rob drug dealers. De la Cruz allegedly put her uncle in contact with a dealer who knew where the dope houses were, and the ripoff crew hit a house last July and made off with 7 kilos of coke. But a snitch heard about that one. The uncle went down, and he in turn snitched out De La Cruz. In our second New York City case, two members of the New York Air National Guard pleaded guilty in federal court in Manhattan last Friday to conspiring to distribute ecstasy. They admitted using a U.S. Air Force jet to fly from New York to Germany to pick up 300,000 hits of the popular club drug. Captain Franklin Rodriguez and Master Sergeant John Fong flew an official mission to the Republic of Georgia in April 2005, then detoured to Germany to pick up the stash, but were arrested upon landing at Stewart Air National Guard base near Newburgh. As part of his plea agreement, Rodriguez forfeited $726,000 in cash found in a safe in his apartment, along with a 2001 BMW and $49,000 he had just put down on a property in Mount Vernon. Both men face up to 20 years in prison. It's just another week of drug war corruption, and as always, there's more. Check it out online at www.stopthedrugwar.org.
So you tuned in again. What are you doing? You thinking about writing your congressman? Attending a normal meeting? Marching on Washington? Of course not. Here's the problem. To speak up is to speak out and to let everyone you know what you do. And is it really any of their business? And why snitch yourself out to the authorities? Write your congressman? Talk to local police? Are you kidding me? Think of the risk. Besides, you can't win. Let me tell you a secret. If I bought a pack of stationery and wrote each of you a letter, when I was done, I would still have paper and envelopes left over. You're not the majority. Look, if you just lay low, you'll be okay. You haven't gotten this far by standing up and standing out. You've done it by blending in. So be smart. Turn off the radio and go live your life. If you lay low and stay out of trouble, you'll be just fine. This has been Winston Francis with the official Government Truth.
Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.